What is the finished work of Jesus? There is a finished work of the Lord Jesus, and there is an unfinished work of the Lord Jesus. Let's look at both. The work as sin bearer is the finished work of Christ. Let's read the words of the Lord while he was on the cross of Calvary. John 19:29-30 says, "Now there was set a vessel full of vinegar, and they filled a sponge with vinegar, and put it upon hyssop, and put it to his mouth. When Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, he said, 'It is finished.' And he bowed his head and gave up the ghost." It is finished. What comforting words of victory. 1 Peter 3:18 tells us, "For Christ also hath once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit." It is finished. Christ suffered once for sins, and he completely satisfied God's righteous demands for payment of our sin debt. It is finished. This shows us that the work of redemption has been completed. In Romans 4:25, we read of Christ, who was delivered for our offenses and was raised again for our justification. Indeed, we can praise the Lord knowing that he fully and completely paid our sin debt by suffering and dying for us and being raised again for our justification. Now there is also the unfinished work of the Lord Jesus. We read of Christ in Hebrews 7:25, which says, "Wherefore he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come to God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them." He ever liveth to make intercession. This is the ongoing work of the Lord Jesus. 1 John 2:1 tells us, "My little children, these things write I unto you, that ye sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous." Christ is our advocate in the glory. The Greek word for advocate is parakletos. This is the same word that is translated comforter in John 14:26, which says, "But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things, and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you." So we see that we have a Comforter while on the earth. That's the Holy Spirit. We also have a Comforter in the glory, the Lord Jesus Christ. Hebrews 4:14-15 tells us, "Seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin." The Lord Jesus, who is in the glory, is our high priest. As such, he ministers to us in our troubles and infirmities. He is there to comfort, strengthen, and guide us. This is also an unfinished work of Christ. The finished work of Christ on the cross gives us the security of our salvation. The suffering is over, and the price has been paid. The unfinished work of Christ as advocate and high priest gives us the peace and power to live for Christ in this world.